You have chosen to call Psychic Choice Radio. If you have enjoyed your reading, please show your support by leaving a small donation fee of $3.50 or whatever you can afford. Thank you for calling.
Okay, here we are again on a Friday evening. Our core queue is building up slowly but surely. And we have Chris Garcia as my guest once again this evening. Now, you will see that tonight's show page looks a little bit different. We've put a link in, but they won't do it for us, to live tarot readings. And you'll see that it's a .co.uk. And we put that in for the purpose of, because if you go to that particular website, which we don't mind promoting, and we don't mind them doing their bit, because they've got some good psychics and mediums there. Right? And, okay, so if you go there, you will pay £1 or $1.42 per minute. That is equal to £120 or $170.36 for a 2-hour show. Yeah, we give you 2 hours here. If you choose to stay in the call queue for the whole 2 hours, that is your prerogative. Yeah. We don't expect you to stay for the whole 2 hours. But you're getting 2 hours of listening at least for a small donation of $3.50. That works out to £2.47 at the current exchange rate. And we lose half of that via PayPal. Yeah, because they're taking 30p or 30 pence off each end. So we end up with about £2. £2 for a whole 2 hours. Or would you sooner pay £120? And you will have heard our little advert this evening. Our little advert. Goes something like this when I can find it, and it's just basically okay. It doesn't want to work at the moment, but we'll find it in just a moment. And it is there, our new advert. Our new advert goes something like this.
You have chosen to call Psychic Choice Radio. If you have enjoyed your reading, please show your support by leaving a small donation fee of $3.50 or whatever you can afford. Thank you for calling.
That's the voice of a gentleman called Mike. It's just a... You type in there, and Mike is a natural reader. And you type the text in, basically, and then he will read for you. So it's useful. What it basically says there is, for a small donation, if you enjoy your reading, make your small donation. It suggests that you pay $3.50, which is a starting fee. If you can't afford that, then pay what you can. We have some people stupidly paying 50 cents, which is an insult. You know, a child's packet of sweets costs more than that. Yeah? So, don't be silly. Make it at least a dollar, yeah? But, okay, we're going to get on with tonight's show. We're going to say hello to Chris.
Hello, Ken. Hello.
Hiya. All right. So, yeah. You know, but we've got to keep doing it, Chris, unfortunately, you know, because it's like those websites are out there and we know how much some of them can cost, you know, and that is the cheapest one, actually. There are other websites that cost anywhere up to £3 a minute. And, mm-hmm. you know, there are some of them that even set their own prices, yeah? So it means that the psychic on there is setting their own price. Can cost you anything up to £4-5 a minute, you know? And that's like for 10 minutes, That's like £50 for 10 minutes, you know? It's something to think. Yeah, and we're asking like $3 here. $3.50. It's ridiculously cheap for 2 hours. Okay. Right then, we're going to open the line. Veronica, good evening.
I don't hear nothing. Veronica, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I couldn't hear you for a second, but I can hear you now.
Thank you, Ken. Please support the network, like Mr. Kent said. Hi, Chris. So, yeah, just want to let you know that thank you for being the show, and thank you for your accuracy and caring and helping people.
I appreciate that. And I know we did talk offline too, but it's just that the connection was real bad. And that was another thing for everyone that I'm on every Friday on Ken's show. Last week I didn't have no service. And I just told Ken, I think prior to the show, I think maybe an hour behind, before the show, because I like to be courteous, and that makes it good for Ken to be prepared for maybe if he has another, you know, if he can fill in someone for me. If not, then they can just reschedule. And then it looks good on me because I'm very punctual. I'm never late. the second thing is I was out for at least 8 hours of service. Believe it or not, I didn't have service for 8 hours. So I didn't get the service until maybe about 8 o'clock my time. So yeah, it was just insane. And everybody in the South didn't have service either. So that just validates. And I know Elizabeth, I know you're listening because we talked about it the last time when we were on the show and you were talking. So I just wanted to know that the things that I have said have been validated. So just anyway, so how are you doing, Veronica?
Oh, okay. Thank you so much for your honesty and your respect to the show and to Ken and to us. Chris, I want to ask you if, so I know it's a situation that I'm in right now. It's like, oh my God. I want to know if the two guys that are D&B, did they deceive me? Were they part of it to deceive me and the plot of the group? And, well, do you see me coming back? I mean, and do you see me, do they get transferred? Or do they still stay there? Well, what is the status of this? I mean, I really want to, I hope I am clear another week. I know
I'm being told that they were lying about stuff of what they said. But I'm being told that you will be clear because I know that you can't work all the time. They have to work with your hours. Like I told you on the phone through text message, I do feel that things will get better for you. I want to tell you that I do feel that you will get, you know, people that are honest with you. Okay, what in the world? Okay, this is weird. Somebody just messaged me, but I'll just get to them in a minute. But like I said, I do see that I see a lot of growth in you, and I just feel like you deserve the best. And for those people, one of them did deceive you. I'm being told to let you know that they did. They weren't honest with you, so I'm just giving you a heads up.
Okay. Did Ben and David deceive me? Did they complain about me to your boss? They both did?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
So
yes,
both
yes,
of the men.
Did. Yes, they did.
So, but really,
I want to say that they kind of like just had their own agenda or had their own intentions. So I just feel that one of them kind of like was there for you and then the other one was kind of not. But at the end, they were just complaining to the boss about something that they didn't like. So they just wanted you out of there. But I personally feel like you should be fine. It's just put like a lot of projection around yourself, because I'm being told to tell you, like I've been told before, you're not going to be liked by a lot of people. When you get to the success, that tends to, you start getting envious, people that are jealous of you because you're making and you're succeeding with what you're doing. So that's what I'm being told to tell you. That's just know that you can't satisfy everyone.
So they're still are they going to still be there working, including those guys and those females?
Honestly, I'm being told yes, they will.
So they're not going to be transferred or reprimanded.
Yes, I do feel like they're going to be probably removed and put somewhere else, to where you don't have to deal with them.
Okay,
I'm
not clear. Do those females get removed from there? Like, are they going to be in the same job? Are they all going to be together, like, including with the guys? Are they going to still be together?
Well, the females will be removed. That's what I'm being told. But they're going to be in a different building, not to where they're close to you. That's what I meant to tell you. They're not going to be in the same facility that you're in. They're going to be in a total different building. But they did complain because they were just jealous of you, and they're trying to cause problems so you could quit. That's what I'm being told.
So, yeah, I understand. So, what about these guys? Do they go back to where they come from? Like, do their job end anytime soon or next week or two? Or are they gonna?
I feel like they're probably going to go back to, one of them's going to go back to where they live, and the other one is going to be there to stay. But that was just,
you know,
to be very careful when I'm being told one of them. You will see when that person comes to you. You'll see that one left and the other one's kind of about to leave.
Which one stays? Does David stay?
All I got is the letter D. I didn't get a name.
D, yeah. So he's...
Yes.
How long?
I want to say, I'm being told, maybe like a month or two, until maybe he starts realizing that there are a lot of people that don't communicate real good at work, so he might leave too, but right now I'm seeing like at least a month or two is what I got.
Okay, Chris, does my boss call me back, and am I going to go to another city, another location? Because there's another location opening up.
Yes, I'm being told that they might even reassign you to that place where you're talking about. So they might just tell you to go to that place. Yes, so they might not even, that's what I'm being told.
I talked to David about I know he did deception on me, and I want to know if that triggered him to get. I told him yesterday. I want to know if he got more angry, or he's gonna go in there and try to. Because I know, like, what is his action from this? I felt that I was right then.
I guess he didn't like what you said, but I'm being told that he kind of got angry. But that's what I'm being told. But I'm being told that he might just try to get even with you. But I'm being told, don't worry about it. Just don't pay attention. And if he does kind of like harass you or something, then report it to your manager and just tell him to either to see if he can be reassigned to another building, or just to see if you can work different hours so you don't have to deal with his shit.
What is he going to do about it right now? I'm not there.
No, he's not going to do anything. He's only going to do it when you're there. He's going to do it when you're there, I told you. He'll do it when you're there, but right now he won't. Probably try to get you fired or try to make you quit. That's what I'm seeing. He's going to try to make you quit. But I'm being told don't give in because that's what he wants. If you do that, then you're giving him the satisfaction of what he wants.
You have chosen to call Psychic Choice Radio. If you haven't...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hello? Anyway, to make sure, what did I do quickly? What did I do for him to hate me? He was very nice to me and helping me.
I guess it's just that he didn't get what he wanted. He wanted more than what I guess you can give him. So that's what I'm being told.
This messed up.
Just see if you can do some cleansing, and then maybe it will change the energy, because that is messed up. That's what I'm being told.
Exactly.
It is messed up. Yeah. But we can talk later because our time's up. But we can talk later, and then maybe we can talk after the show or something like that.
Okay, Chris. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless
Thank
you.
Thank you, Veronica. Okay. We have a new number one, because what we usually get, there is Holly at the top of the show, and she's normally our number one call. But, I think it's Veronica and Holly, they're battling it out for the number one spot at the moment. we have our regular callers and listeners, but I will say there, ladies and gents, that we have some new people in the call queue this evening amongst the subscribers, because the subscribers have already paid. That it means that they've subscribed and they've already paid up front. So the new people in the call queue, you will have seen the show page as you enter tonight's show. And it quite simply says there that there is a website there. And that website is just giving you an option, basically. It's a good website, and we have nothing against them. It's just giving you a choice. You could go there and you could get 10 minutes, the same as you get here. You could get 10 minutes there, but you would pay the equivalent of £10 for those 10 minutes. Yeah, and that's like £1.42. A minute for 10 minutes. You work that out and then come back to us and tell us that we're doing something wrong by asking for a small donation. You know, small donation helps to support the shows for the whole year. Yeah. And, you know, your donations there per show means that we can continue to bring you shows 7 nights a week, wherever possible. And it's hard at the moment to get people to come forward to read for you for any particular night. Yeah. So Chris, at the moment, takes up the Friday slot. We have other people waiting in the wings, so to speak, to do other nights. And these people are very busy in their own sector of life, because these people do this either professionally or semi-professionally. It means that they do this for a living. And they, you know, giving up 2 hours of the time to join us, it's not easy, because you're asking them to do something for nothing. And it, you know, when you do something for nothing, it does not put the butter on the bread. Yeah. So, you know, we all need to make a living. Yeah. So, okay. Right. Let's see where we're going. Now, Queen's asked me to call her in the second hour. That means that Maria jumps up one at the moment. So we're going to bring Chris back in and we have Maria.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Who's this?
It's Maria. Elizabeth's aunt.
Maria from who?
Elizabeth's aunt.
Oh, yes. How can I help you?
Oh, I wanted to know about what my love status looks like.
You do. Like your what?
My love status?
Your love? Okay, hold on. Okay, here we go. Okay, so right now I feel like it's like for some reason I'm looking at the Strength card. I'm being told for you to nurture and let the love life come to you. Because I'm being told that a lot of men are very intimidated by you. I think you have very high, intimidated. They have, like, you have very high standards. And I'm being told that at the same time, you have caught them in lies. So it's kind of like no man has ever came close to even, that's just right. I can't believe what my guys are telling me. They haven't came close to satisfying you in all aspects, not even in general. You're very good in character because the judgment card came up, and then the Wheel of Fortune came up. So I'm being told there's going to be a change, that there will be love coming to you.
Okay.
So just let it just manifest. Okay. Hold on, let me see if I can get you a month, or maybe I'll see how long it takes. Hold on. Where she find her love? Okay, for some reason they're telling me, I was about to say something and they're cutting me off. My guys are messing with me right now. I was going to say July, okay, but they're telling me July to August is what I got with that. Because it's kind of like the energy needs to be... And then I feel like the Mercury retrograde is affecting everything. So I'm being told that there's not too much communication because of the Mercury retrograde. Because we're in that right now to where there's a lot of weird things that makes you think like you're not worthy or you just get depressed and stuff like that. So it kind of like confuses you, and that's what I'm being told. Now, with this person that you're going to be seeing, I don't know why, and I don't know what you do, but I keep seeing the medical field. I want to say you could be a doctor or a person that helps in the medical field, which meaning it could be like a doctor or a person that, I don't know what you call them. I think they're RN, the ones that do the shots and do the vitals when they're there.
Okay.
It's what I'm getting because usually it would be a nurse, but I'm seeing him in a medical field. So I'm getting like someone that's going to be a healer and also have kind of like medical experience and stuff like that. And then I was also told to tell you to put some lavender or burn lavender in your home because it brings love, and then get some rose incense, and just you have to find out how to like write it or how to say it and say what you want, how you want the guy to be, and just put very specific on what you're wanting because that's what you're told. You have to be very specific. So when you're burning the incense, you put that energy out there and you just put, you know, you're the man upstairs. You know who is here for me and who is the best for me. And please bring me the person that I deserve to be happy with, to be my soulmate. Because I do see that this person that's going to be in your love life, he's going to be your soulmate. Now, hold on. Okay, I don't know why, but I got the name Adam. Or with the letter A.
Okay.
Now is he, hold on. I'm asking if he's already in your circle. Hold on. I can tell you he's around your energy field. So he's close. Okay. I wouldn't be surprised if he comes sooner than what I said, but just keep a date on what I told you from July to August. If the energy is like pushed more, like the love is coming your way, I wouldn't be surprised if he comes at the end of June, at the beginning of July. So it's going to be very, very close. Very close.
Okay.
And that's what I'm seeing. And I just wanted to say thank you for calling, because I know Elizabeth is listening. She's a real good friend of mine. Yeah. She follows me.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she told you anything about me, but that's what I was, you know. And she told me that somebody was going to call me. I just didn't know when.
Yeah.
But if you want to talk more offline, we can can do that. She'll tell Elizabeth if you're listening. Yeah, we can text. You can text me right after, after the show finishes. And if you have any other questions, we can talk about like that, and we can go through text and talk about that later in more detail.
All right.
And do you have any other questions?
I was thinking about my job or whatever, like. I'm trying to go back to work, but I don't know, like, what to do with this.
Honestly, have you tried unemployment? Because I've seen unemployment around you. Have you tried for applying for unemployment?
Well, I did at one time, but I was going through all kind of problems with it. Then,
were you denied with that unemployment?
Yeah, I have an unemployment call, but one of my friends has it. So somebody told me to go look into it and see if I can get another one or something.
Yeah, because I was told that you were denied because you were about to get it, but there was a lot of changes that they did with the unemployment application. So I would say try to do it again. So if you can get the unemployment, then you would be okay for a while, and then once you can tell them, because I don't want you to have it permanently, because it's not going to last forever, but it will get you to where it can get your bread and butter. It'll make you to where you can live off of it a little bit, but it's to where you can do your bread and butter. But I'm being told if you want to do that, I would say try to do it. Hold on. I'm being told to try to do it this month so you can get it quick. Try this month and see how it comes out, and then we can talk about that, and you can get back to me, and we can talk more offline about that. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you, Chris. Okay.
You're welcome, and nice meeting you. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Maria. Righty then. Let's see where we are. Okay. So... Catherine.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Catherine.
How can I help you?
It's kind of a general question. Just what do you see coming up for me in June, or things I should focus on in June?
Hold on, you said in June, right? Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Okay, here we go. June. Okay, so right now, I'm seeing that. Hold on. What the hell? Okay, you're getting prosperity, which meaning that there's money coming in, or money should be coming in.
Uh-huh.
The Justice card is coming out, so I'm being told that there's going to need to be some balance because there's issues that you need to resolve of the past. Okay?
Okay.
And I want to say, like, there's either a case or something that you have to get resolved. And I'm seeing that you might get some money off of that. It's almost like you're going to get paid back.
Yes,
I'm being told.
Like the previous caller, I just solved a big unemployment thing, and I got, I just got a big back payment of months of unemployment. So I'm real happy. That's a big thing.
Wow, well then that's what I was, well, it's funny you said that because the other person was asking for the job and I was told with the Justice card that everything that you were entitled to, you didn't get it until just recently, but I'm being told you're going to get a lump sum, somewhat of a lump sum of money to get you to where you got to be. And then there's going to be someone that's going to, being told the Instigator card came out. So I'm being told the Knight of Wands. I'm being told with a guy with long hair. He looked like, I would say just to be careful with him because he's going to try to get money because he knows that you got this money. So just be very careful. Okay. And it's weird because I don't know why I heard that, but I heard the word attorney. I don't know what's going on I just heard the word attorney.
Estate. Yeah, that's a family estate business. Still needs to be solved.
Okay. I see where this is going. As far as what I was told to tell you, because I know how you said what you should do, I would say to save all your money.
Yeah.
That's what I'm being told right now. And
yeah,
then I'm
not
hearing something about, like, this. Go. Well, yeah, that's what I was told to work on that. And then I got the relationship harmony card. It's telling me that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to have conflicts of interest. So I'm being told that's going to get resolved. Okay? Take a live review and with everything that's unbalanced and just look back at what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And then for some reason, I keep hearing, are you thinking about opening a store of some sort? Because I see a store for some reason.
A store?
A store, like a store? Like a family-owned store.
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why I see that, but I see that you have thought about owning a family business of some sort, and I see you manifesting this probably by this year. And I want to say, hold on.
Yeah, my own business, but not really brick and mortar. But yeah, that's entrepreneur, my own business for sure.
For some reason, I want to say August, September is when it's going to hit. Real, it's going to be very big. Right now, it's kind of slow with everything going on. But that is very, so it's going to be around the corner. And I would say, like I said, just took that issue with that family issue.
Yeah.
Take it under advisory and just be very detailed and make sure that you have your T's and dots sign it. Your T's and dots sign it because you don't want to get screwed with this attorney because there's going to be someone that's going to help you and then there's someone that's going to be against you. And they're there to be... is what I heard the word greedy. So they're going to be there just for the money. They're not there to help you. So I'm being told to choose wisely.
Yeah, I know who that is. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm being told to let you know that, okay? Do you have any other questions?
I do need a car. I mean, I do have to spend some money. So anything about finding a good car at a good price. I like to get from friends of friends, whether I don't want to go to a stranger or a dealership I don't trust.
Wow, what I would tell is just go to where you can, I would say just to look at to where it's reasonable and find someone
yeah.
that, to where you can find, to where it can range in your budget, because you don't want to go
mm-hmm.
over the value of what you're going to spend. Because I see you buying a car when you said that.
Right.
But I would say it's just, it's going to be more like, 2020, 2021. So I'm being told maybe, hold on, 2017, 2018 vehicle. So you might want to
make sure
that when you look around to find a car like that, to make sure it's in good condition. And make sure that
mm-hmm.
you have a mechanic or somebody that knows about vehicles. But it's going to be like an older model, but it's going to get you to A and B, to where you need to be.
Oh yeah, I'm happy with even 10-year-old car. So yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm being told that you probably should get that car pretty soon. So just look around and just really analyze the value and make sure that you do a background check on the history on the vehicle, because sometimes there's always history to a car. So just make sure you do a background
mm-hmm.
check.
The
and
car
you
back,
should probably
yeah.
have that. Yeah. And you should have that probably by June. If you get your,
oh,
if you look at your cards right, you should have the car by June.
Some people say don't buy a car Mercury retrograde, and I don't really believe so much about that. But what do you think about the whole thing about purchasing things and contracts during Mercury retrograde?
Well, I mean, to me, it's whatever you can afford. If you can do a contract and you can do it in payment, you can do that. But if you can do it in cash, that's even better. If you can put a whole payment. But if not, if you can do a payment, then I would say it's good to do it, as long as you know your budget. If you can afford in payments, then you should have that car by the end of June.
Right.
If you do it in payment. Yeah, if you put a big chunk on, and then
a,
I was going to, and I don't know who told it to, yeah, and you know what I was going to tell you, and this is so weird, I don't know why I'm saying this, I know you're not a big spender, but I'm being told,
uh-oh,
don't buy more than what you can chew. Does that mean,
I'm a budget stopper. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No, I want to pay in cash. I want to find something, like you said, first choice, what I can afford only in cash without payment.
Okay, well, for some reason, I'm seeing a Ford or a Chevy.
Oh.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a four-door vehicle.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm seeing that. So just keep a lookout for that and see what you can find.
Sounds good.
Yes, sounds good, and thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Do you have a... Do you have any other questions, or you're good? Or I guess she was okay then.
Right. Thank you, Catherine. Right. We've got about 40 seconds to ask another question there, but no. Okay. Right. Now I'm going to take Chris' mic off for just a moment to play our little reminder there. And I'm going to play our little reminder for you, because what we were hoping to be able to do was to play this after every call. And because we have the bell that tells you when your particular reading has come to an end, then we can't go straight to the advert. And what we're going to do, he's going to try and attach the advert to the bell so that you hear both the bell and the advert together. And it's going to annoy people. But you know what? What is really annoying more than anything is that Chris is the only one that's paid a donation again this evening. And that's not on. That is not on, ladies and gents. Because Chris is the reader. It shouldn't be Chris paying. It should be you.
You have chosen to call Psychic Choice Radio. If you have enjoyed your reading, please show your support by leaving a small donation fee of $3.50 or whatever you can afford. Thank you for calling. You have chosen to call Psychic Choice Radio. If you have enjoyed your reading, please show your support by leaving a small donation fee of $3.50 or whatever you can afford. Thank you for calling.
And there it is, you see. Now, the idea is, and we don't want to harp on too much about it, but the idea is that if you're calling, then you can see the show page. If you can see the show page, then if you can't see a show page, how on earth have you called into this show? How is it that you haven't landed on somebody else's page on Blog Talk? How is it that you've called into this particular show? Ken, it's not that stupid and a bit too long in the tooth to take it, because, you know, you've called into this show. It means that you can see this write-up on this show. You have an option to call into any other show on Blog Talk Radio. You've called into this one. This one needs your support. And in the write-up, it quite clearly said there, and it gives a link to a website that will charge you by the minute. We're not against those people, and let's hope that they're not against us. Yeah, we're doing the same thing, albeit differently. Yeah. We don't charge by the minute for you to call. We ask for your support and your donations. They're not forthcoming. The only person that has put anything in the pot this evening is the reader themselves. And that is not on. Yeah? We have paid subscribers. We have one lady that's called in already this evening and taken a reading, and she is a paid subscriber. What it means that if she's paid up front, for God's sake, yeah? Now, let's not take the Lord's name in vain, but, you know, it's getting to that point where it's really pinging me off now to see people like Chris himself donating and supporting the shows when the callers cannot be bothered to even look at the show page. Yeah? The free number for every show on Blog Talk Radio. For every show on Blog Talk Radio, there is a free number. And people are and have been taking advantage of that fact. We ask for support here. Why do we need support? Because we're miserable bastards, yeah? And we live on the dole, yeah? Now, serious, I'm a pensioner now. Before that, I was on benefits, yeah? And it's not because I'm a miserable so-and-so that I ask for your support. I ask for your support because we desperately want to keep the shows going for you. It's not by any means looking for you to pay my bills. It is a bill. It's an extra bill. It's a hobby and an interest. And asking for a little help in support of something cannot be wrong. Yeah? Because it's your show as much as it is mine. Yeah? Without you, we don't have a show. So please, please consider your support. Right, let's see where we are. Jessica.
Well, hello.
Hello, who is this?
This is Jessica.
Well, what's up, girl? We just talked the other day.
I know. Jen, I have a question for you. Okay, you're seeing how much is your donation like in U.S. dollars?
Sorry?
How much would it be for in U.S. dollars? You said in pounds. So
yeah.
I will be donating next time. So how much that would be?
Okay, $3.50 is the suggested donation there. Yeah, you can pay whatever you can afford there, Jessica. It doesn't have to be above, but it can be below, yeah? So $3.50 is just an opening suggestion, yeah?
Okay, yeah. No, I was like, wait a minute, how do you do that in U.S. dollars?
Right,
because
it,
England.
Right.
Well, you can do it here. You can do it in PayPal because I can send you a screen. Yeah, I can do a screenshot of how I do it because since Kim's already on my PayPal thing, I can send you a screenshot and then you can go through there. Or if you can't find it through there, then go to my page, my Facebook, and there's a highlighted on PayPal on Facebook. And when you hit, hold on, let me see, because I can't check right now, but let me check real quick. Hold on.
I can see what you're getting at
there. There's one. Yeah, there's one where it says PayPal me spiritual cons GB. And then there's one that says PayPal me Carol 570 and then the last name.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to Facebook, you go to my Facebook, and it should show on there.
Yeah.
As we're doing the show, it should show on there. And then you could put, like, maybe, like, $2 or $3, depending on what you can afford.
Do you
have like,
to pay in your own currency? Does it not come up automatically, Chris, in your own currency?
Yeah, you can do it whatever you want, Jessica. It doesn't matter. It's whatever you can afford.
It should depend on the country that you're living in because it should automatically come up in your currency as the first one, yeah? Yeah, don't quote me on that,
yeah.
Jessica, because it should come up as your country when you click, yeah, because you're paying, obviously, from the state. But don't quote me on that because I'm not sure how that works.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that next month. Or I think this month or next month, the next time.
Right. Okay.
I keep doing it. I'll keep doing it for sure. Because I really like your show, Ken. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
So.
Okay, I think we better start your reading, Jessica.
Yeah, but I know, but what is it that you wanted? What is it that you wanted to know, Jessica? Did you want to say anything to the callers about the reading, or did you want a reading, an extra reading for today? What is it that you have a question for today, or what is it that you needed?
Well, all I have to say is whatever you did yesterday, because I told you to like bring some rain up here. You did a little bit, but we need more. So if you could, like, send more rain up here, that would be great because our grass is still kind of crunchy yet, but it's not as bad. And also, Michael, I did the, you know what you said yesterday with the whole staging and all that, and I did that, but
yeah.
Michael, he's, like I said, he came to me last night, too, and then this morning, too, he was around, and, you know, of course, I'm overdoing it today, so he's probably shaking his head at me, but I forgot to ask you, now, I don't know if you heard that there's going to be another album coming out. But I just don't know when exactly.
Yeah.
So, do you know, like, the time frame that this album's coming out?
Are you talking about Michael?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Honestly, I haven't heard anything, but I'll see what I can get for you. I didn't even know he has another album, but thanks for letting me know because I love his music. okay, let's see what we can get here. Okay, for some reason, I don't know why. I don't know if it's him that's talking, but I got October.
Yes.
October, but it could be, because I got like, hold on. Is it October or September? He said it's in between. It's going to be like, I want to say the last week of September going into October. So that is crazy. Yeah, and I know you're a big fan of his, so thank you for letting me know, because I got the Michael Jackson's greatest hit a long time ago. But thanks for letting me know, because now I'm going to be looking for it on the shelf. So, but I will, you know, but that's what I'm being told that it's going to be in October, because I'm being told that this was, and it's weird, because this is weird that you're bringing this up, Jessica, because I'm going to tell you why. This record that you're asking about was not released to the public, but one of the brothers got access to it, and now they're making it out public. So, in other words, this was before he supposedly got killed or he got overdosed. So this record that you're looking at hasn't even been out in the public. So just to let you know, this was during the time when he was supposed to, I think as a matter of fact, he was supposed to go to London, if I remember right. He was going to do his This Is It tour, but he never made it. So this was during the time when he was doing that, when he was not on set and trying to arrange the dancers how to dance in this, he was doing a record on the side too while that was going on. So
sweet.
I'm just giving you a heads up, Jessica.
Yes. I'm so looking forward to it. I was like, oh man, I forgot to ask about that. Because last night he was going, heads up, there's a new album. I'm like, all right. Because he told me that last night, so I was like, yes, I can't wait.
You know what's funny you said that? Because there's somebody that I know that has a connection to Michael. He went to them in Astro. And then I have another friend on my Facebook that knows Prince, because my friend there's a friend named Kim on my Facebook. Her friend is my Prince's daughter.
Oh wow.
So I do have connections to Prince too, but I don't know them, but they're a friend of one of my friends. She talks to the family and she said that she keeps up with Prince's kids, and I'm like thinking, damn, that's lucky if you could come across, you know, icons like that, because Prince is dead too. But it's just crazy that you're mentioning that, because I was told to bring up Prince too, because if you can meet one of Michael Jackson's kids, you know, it's like an honor. I would say. But thanks for calling in, and thanks for letting me know. And do you have any other questions?
No, just please bring the ring up here, please.
I'll bring some rain. Yeah, because we actually got 60-70% yesterday. I mean, it was raining all damn day. I mean, everything was soaked, so we got a lot of rain. But yes, I'll see what I can do and see if I can talk to my ancestors to send me some rain.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Karen, and thank you, Chris. I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later, Jessica. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Okay. All right. That's Jessica. And we have another Jessica in the line that's just called in, would you believe? Yes, that's amazing, isn't it? Synchronicity. I love it. Okay. Right. So during that call, another Jessica joined the line with us. Let's see where we are. Okie dokie. Carolyn.
Oh, my. I'm next. Thank you. Thank you. Hi.
Hello. How can I help you today?
Well, anything that you have. I do have one question, and then any.
Please. Okay, what's your name again?
Carolyn.
Bless you.
And what do you see between me and Aaron?
Okay, well, before I said that, I flipped the Oracle cards. There's Angel Therapy card came out. I was told for you to let go of the worries, allow them to take your burdens or whatever you're concerned about. Okay, that's what I was told to tell you right off that. And then as far as Aaron, I kind of feel like I see him talking, but then it's kind of like distance, I guess. Like I kind of feel like talking every so often, but it's not like the way it used to be. Okay. And then it's weird because I do feel angels are around you. Between you both, and I get like a reunion of time, spending time together, and I actually go see you, both of you going to go get some, like go drink a coffee with a muffin or something like that, like having breakfast together, and I kind of get like in a way that there's a possibility of y'all and you getting back together, and I don't, and of course I didn't know what Aaron is to you. But I kind of feel like there is a soulmate, soul twin flame connection between you and him. Yeah, and that's how I got.
Am.
And then another thing I got too was that I was told to tell you that you are safe. And you have Archangel Michael with you, surrounding you to protect you from lower energies because of the Mercury retrograde. So there's a lot of energy around you right now that are cutting the cords off with people that do not serve you, okay? And then I was also told to tell you that you're going to be getting gifts from the man upstairs, God. So just open your arms to be received. So you're going to be, in other words, you're going to be getting a lot of blessings. And I want to say that everything's going to start probably by, hold on. I'm closing my eyes for a second, so just don't mind me. Hold on. For some reason, I want to say June and July. There's going to be something in June, July that's going to be coming. And I do see that you will be traveling and possibly, okay, why did I just hear that? They're saying a proposal. So there might be something like kind of an engagement to probably even getting married, but not right off the bat, maybe just to get to know each other. And that's what I see for you. And I see perfect health and everything else. Yes.
It's always nice to get to know each other before a proposal or a marriage.
Yes. Especially, you know, it's hard to find somebody that's very honest nowadays. It's, you know, that's why I say when you have a marriage, you know, I say hold on to it and cherish it. Because nowadays it's hard to find your soulmate. Because, I mean, some of us can find our soulmates. But some of our soulmates are not even, it's weird, they're not even on this plane. Some of us don't find our soulmate on this plane because they're on a different, but I was told on a different frequency. So it's a lot different when you know, hard to come across your soulmate. And if you do come across your twin flame and your soulmate, it's very rare. But when you do, it's like a blessing from God. Because it's, you don't come across your twin flames and soulmates very often, and it's like kind of like in other words, they find you, is what I'm being told. So just take it as a blessing from the man upstairs.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds great.
And I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and keep me updated on your love life. Cause now you got me curious.
What are you curious about?
Well,
Well,
honestly, I'm going to tell you what's crazy, because I see a lot of very intense energy, and it's kind of like it's going to be a radiation of energy between you and him. And I mean, though that you know that he's from your past. That guy Aaron is from your past. You came across him at least. Okay, that's weird. They're telling me you came across him 10 times in a different lifetime. And these different lifetimes, you came across him 10 times already. So I'm being told that it's going to be very intense. So just keep a lookout on that, okay?
Thank you. Yeah, it is very intense. That's for sure. Thank you.
Yep. You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.
Okay. Right. What we're going to do before we go into our second hour, because we've still got one person that's been holding, and we've got to take that person now, second hour. So we've got to go back to, would you believe line two? Because that person said, don't call me till the second hour. But we'll take a break, because you might have noticed that some of the readings are not quite taking the full 10 minutes at the moment. That's because Chris knows these people already, and it meets up with them at later on his own page there. So that means that some people don't take up the full 10 minutes that's allowed to them, but there is 10 minutes if you need it. Yeah. If you need it. If you don't need 10 minutes and you're happy to go before 10 minutes, that's fine by us as well. You know, and, you know, if you can go more in depth with Chris off air at any time, of course, as Chris has just said there. So if you want anything in depth off air, then you know that you can click on Chris's website there, which it says today's guest, and that is a clickable link that will take you off to Chris's Facebook page there, where you can meet up with him and get something there in depth if you need to. And Chris very often gives out his phone number there on the show as well. We will try and put that in to the show page at some point, and we'll see whether we can't do that for you. Let's see what we've got then for you. Right. More people calling in. Let's see if we try and fit everybody in, of course. So we'll have a bit of this, shall we?
beginning to feel. And how deep my soul, how much can I reveal? I'm lost in love's mystery, caught between time and eternity. Now there's a
Okay, we're back. My wife was just saying something there while that piece of music was playing, because my boy goes out to work on a Friday and Saturday evening, and gets in within the next hour, they should get back in the house. But, you know, it's like being 25 degrees Celsius here over the past couple of days. Now, this guy, right, let me tell you, is my son. He'd be no good in the armed forces. They wouldn't have him because he can't stand a chill. You know, my wife went up and found the heating on in his bedroom, and the bedroom is stifling. 25 degrees, but he's still got to have his heating on. And I'm wondering why my electricity bill is rising. And now I know. Okay. Kids, eh? Who'd have them? No, he ain't a kid no more, that's the point. He ain't a kid no more. He's, he's 23 now. Is he 23 now?
He's 23, yeah.
23 years of age now. You know, not a kid no more. Should be showing some more responsibility, but hey, you know, never mind. Some mothers do have them. Okay. We're going to bring Chris back in then. We're going back to line two that has to be called in the second hour, and that's Queen.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hi, Ken.
What's up, girl? How have you been?
Good. What you know? It's all good.
I know. It's funny because when you were messaging me, that last time I did get the package and I just wanted to say thank you. That means a lot to me. Actually, you know what? When I touched it, I felt very humble energy. I felt very dedicating energy to it. And then I got like smiles from left to right. I actually got a lot of tears. You know, there was a lot of tears coming through. when I opened it, and I got chills of, you know, energy that it's very, very positive, and I just fact that, you know, that you shared that with me, you know, I just feel like we have a strong connection. You know, when even when I'm not doing the show, we do have a very strong connection. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you. It was my pleasure and honor to share that with you. Thank you.
Yes, it's an honor. Okay, so let's see what we have. Okay, so I remember that message that you got, or you left me. I think it was yesterday, but it was already after hours. It was already late for me. One thing I was told with the question, nothing in particular stands out right now. Nothing like really something that you need to do. The only thing I can say is she'll be expecting you, put it that way.
Okay.
I was also told if you can, go to her tomb. And leave her, okay, she said that she likes your earrings, so if you have earrings on, you can give her one of the earrings that you don't wear. You can even give her beads, because she likes beads, and you can even give her a drink of what you've given her at your house. But I'm being told you will be seeing her, and I want to say either you're going to feel her when you step in that territory, you're going to feel her. And I'm being told that she's smirking with a winking eye that she says, Queen, I'm going to be waiting for your sister. So she's looking forward to seeing you. As a matter of fact, she's been paying you visits. I don't know if you know that, but she's been telling me that she's been watching everything you do. And she says, I know you're coming. You're coming home to see me. But as far as anything that stands out, like, particular, I would say just go to her tomb, give her an offering. And I'm being told for me to tell you, you're going to go to where you're being called or where you're being pulled to. I'm being told, I'm not familiar with the area, but I know it in my mind where everything is, but I have never physically been there. But the only thing that I do get that keeps coming out and she's smirking is a Marie Laveau's voodoo store. That store is standing out right now at this moment. So maybe you might want to pay a visit and see something that you can get from there. And it's weird because now that I'm tapping into it, she wants you to get some holy water from that store. Or you can get it from a fountain because I don't know why, but in my head I'm seeing like an area where there's coins, and I'm seeing it like in the center, and then it's got like a big waterfall. And I don't know if there's a waterfall there. Because like I said, I've never been there, but I'm seeing a waterfall. So she's showing me you can go there and give a coin to bless you for everything that you've done. And then I keep hearing about something about youth, like the word youth. So it's going to be to where you're going to be blessed beyond your years, is what I'm seeing. But I'm being told that she is expecting you. You might even get a... You might want to listen to, because I don't know why, but I'm being told that are you interested in going to where she used to live? Because I'm seeing the house in my head. Have you been wanting to go to that house where she was raised?
I don't know. Maybe.
Because I'm being told that there's a house that I think it's a museum, if I remember right. It's a area where people can go. And it's just, you're not supposed to grab anything, but you can do like a research area. And I'm seeing a fence. It looks like it's kind of like, to me, it looks like navy blue, like they painted the fence, but it was white. But who knows, maybe it's they repainted the outside. But I'm being told that the area is going to probably be very, very very close to home, and I'm being told that don't be surprised if you come out in tears, because you're gonna feel her presence, you're gonna feel all the ancestors with her, and you're gonna feel like you're gonna be very emotional to her once you go there. I wouldn't be surprised if you come out in tears. But it's not gonna be tears of sadness. You're just gonna be tears of like peace of mind. You're gonna feel like content. You're gonna feel like tranquility. You're gonna feel very calm and very collective, to where you're just gonna be just very calm and just very, very soothing. And then for some reason, I'm seeing seashells by the cemetery, and I see you grabbing them. Seeing seashells. Mm. I don't know why, but I'm seeing seashells. I don't know what seashells have to do with you, but you know what? Okay, now I got it. That has to do with an orisha, and I got Yemaya. So Yemaya is going to be coming to you. You're going to fill her with the water. So just be surprised if you go near the ocean, you're going to feel her presence with the waves. So you're going to be getting a lot of visits when you go there, girl. You're going to be getting a lot of feelings when you go to that area. You're going to feel like very, like homecoming, like you know they're there, but you're going to feel them. And I'm seeing all smiles when you go there. So just be aware that they will be expecting you.
Beautiful. You know, yeah. You probably don't know, but I make earrings. I make jewelry, so I will. It's easy for me to give her something, some earrings. And the shells, I mentioned I was supposed to put some shells in your box. I forgot. And not only Yemenya, but Ajay and Olukun and Mama Wata have come to me recently.
Mm-hmm.
From the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
This is in the past.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Okay, that's weird. I don't even know why. Because I don't know too much about them. I know a little bit. Has Papa Legba, have you been smelling tobacco lately?
No. No, I know he's the opening of the way, though. I know he opens the path, the crossroads.
What? Yeah, and I feel him. I don't know why. I think it's because one door's closing and there's a bigger opportunity coming for you. I'm seeing him around you. And it is there is a crossroads. It's kind of like he's there for you, but he's also there for a warning. There's something about a warning, but it has nothing to do with you. It's just with the land of Louisiana. I don't know what it is. There's some kind of warning that he's trying to get. And it's funny because, okay, that's weird. I've never heard of that. They're telling me that there's spaceships going off of Voodoo, but I'm being told that there is spaceships in that area. And I'm not talking about spaceships. I'm talking about UFOs underneath the New Orleans ocean.
Whoa.
I don't know what this has to do with anything, but this is probably why Papa Legba is coming in. And then there's another one that's coming in, but I don't really know the name. It's not Yemenya. Hold on. Who is it? Okay, so Shun coming in too. So you're getting a lot of strong energy. Oh my God, I just got chills when I said Shun. But you know what? We do need to talk later. That's very in depth.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You take care.
Thank you, Queen.
Thanks,
Nia. Right. Queen asked right at the top of the show if we would take the call second hour. Now, if anybody suggests that, you know, and anybody wants to do that, then I would say, well, enjoy the show, you know, and if you want your call in a second hour, then all you've got to do is say so, you know, it's because Queen did that, and we were quite happy to do that. Now, people are still calling in. We're not maybe going to fit you all in because we've got 30 minutes. We've got a lot to get through. People are still not donating. So, you know, you want us to carry on? Then donate. And I'm sure Chris will be happy to carry on. Right, let's see where we are now. Keisha.
Oh. Hello.
I don't know what that means. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Yes, how can? Yeah, I'm doing fine. So how can? Go ahead.
Well, I just moved back to this area, and I was wondering, do you see me finding a job soon?
And who's this?
My name's Keisha.
Okay. Okay, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I'm just trying to tune into the energy. Hold on. Okay, right now I do see a job coming. It's weird because I do see many, I want to say at least, they're telling me three opportunities, but you can choose either one. It's going to be very close to at least by the beginning of, it's going to be like either this month or in June. So I'm being told that there's going to be job opportunities. So I'm being told that they will be there. So I'm just letting you know that just keep a lookout on what is benefiting for you. So just know that you're gonna have a lot of blessings coming your way, is what I'm being told.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. So do you think it's gonna be in this area or do I have to drive to the next town or a couple of towns over?
Honestly. Hold on. Is it in the area she's at, or is it? No, I'm talking to my guide. Hold on. Is it in the area? Okay, I'm being told there's one that's going to be in the area, and the other two is going to be maybe about not that far from where you live. Yeah.
Mhm. Okay.
Yeah.
Will I like it? Will I like it? Will I like the people I work with?
That's funny you said that because I feel like there's going to be some people that you're going to feel weird vibes off. So you're not going to know why.
I already know.
And it's weird because you know these people. You know these people, like physically, you know them.
I know them. I definitely know them. They know me more than
why?
I know them.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question, Julie. Are they kind of like into like magic and stuff? Because I keep seeing magical stuff, like I'm seeing an altar.
I want to say yes, they are, but I can't figure out what they're doing. But I guess I have to leave it up to God. Let God do what God do with them. They're crazy.
Because I am getting the kind of. that I am getting this feeling like they're nearby. It's like, I don't know why, but I just keep getting this feeling like God will take care of this because I'm being told you're very religious and you do believe in karma.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel that it's a blessing in itself, and I do feel like for some reason, okay, why did I just hear that? There's something about Egypt with them. There's Egypt energy. It's very ancient. It's even very, very old. And I'm being told that this goes back way before we were even born. I want to say like maybe the 1600s. There's something about 1600s there. There's something very ancient about their magic. Yes, it goes way back then. But I'm being told
I thought it was like before. I thought it was before Jesus because I had a dream about it or a vision or something. And so, and I was like a slave girl. And I had to, and I was serving these people. They was like scientists, but I was the one that, like, I don't know, like, made sure that everything was neat and clean,
well, you know,
and, you know.
Well, you know what's weird? When you said before Jesus or around Jesus' time, I keep getting that the magic was not revealed until maybe the 1600s, but they already had did it before them.
When they
back in where
found
Jesus,
it, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's probably what I was picking up on. So I wouldn't be surprised if you're right. It probably does go back when Jesus or when Jesus was there at that time. But mm-hmm. during that time when they did it, they never encountered him. It was like something always kept them away from him and them and him away from them. Like, he could feel them spiritually, but they never crossed each other's path while they were in that time.
Wow.
They never crossed it. So, in other words, he was protected from them.
He was protected.
But they were, yeah, they were, he was protected from them, even though they tried to do something energy, but they could never get to him because he saw them coming before they actually came, if that makes sense.
Right. No, it makes total sense. Yeah, we said it together.
Yeah, so.
It makes total sense.
Yeah, we do need to get together and talk. Maybe we can talk more about this offline, but if you have a paper and pen, I can give you my number, or if you're already on my Facebook, just look me up at Chris Psychic Garcia and find me on Messenger. It's going to be the one with the
okay.
scarf and the Dead Files t-shirt. That's going to be my profile. So we can talk more about this because I feel
mm-hmm.
like you're very curious. And I think this goes very ancient magic. So it's weird because I'm getting the word Egyptian magic.
It is. I see them doing rituals on me. And it's just, it's so old. I mean, it's creepy old. Like, they're like, I mean, it's just, the voices are like you can feel their vibration. They're so old. I can't even tell
yeah,
you how.
Yeah.
It, they're old. It has to be thousands of years old, these voices that they're doing rituals with. Because I hear them. I'm having dreams about what they're doing. So,
yeah.
So I'm going to leave it like that before they come get me.
Well, you know what I was told to
yeah.
tell you is that message me because I think this is very interesting because the energy, it's weird because now I'm thinking because lately, I don't know why, but, and this is just off the subject, but I've noticed lately, and it's very uncommon for, I know it happens to girls, but lately I've been getting like flashes like y'all do, like hot flashes, and lately I've been feeling like there's something like there's something in the air, like there's something different, and it's, I don't want to say it's Mercury retrograde, there's something more, there's something behind all that, and it's weird because lately I've been having trouble sleeping, and I'm being told that with all the stuff that you're having, these premonitions, I wouldn't be surprised if me and you came across each other because your voice sounds very familiar. I just can't pinpoint from where, but your voice sounds familiar, or it's your frequency that sounds familiar to me.
Mm-hmm.
Something about your energy sounds familiar to me, but I do feel like we do need to talk. But I guess if you want, we can talk maybe later or whenever you're available. But besides
okay.
that, do you have any other questions for me?
No, that's it. I appreciate it. Oh, do you see me get in the car? Do you see me get in the car? Or do you think somebody will help me out going back and forth to work?
I'm being told someone's going to help you out, probably going back and forth, but you will be
okay.
getting that car. So I do see someone helping me. Yes.
Okay.
Ma'am.
All right. Okay,
yeah,
thank you
nice
so much. God bless you.
You will. God
yeah,
bless you too.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
They're that very ancient energy. Oh, my God. That's just
thank
insane.
You, let's see where we are. Donna.
Oh, thank you, Chad. Thank you.
Wow.
Hi, Chris.
Hello?
Hi, Chris.
Miss. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I can barely hear you because I don't know if you're driving, but if you're driving, I don't know if you can roll your windows up because I'm hearing a lot of air.
Okay, let me see. Oh, wait a minute. The air conditioning. Okay, is that better now?
Yes, it's just that I didn't want you to be getting a reading while you were driving. That's all I'm saying is just that there's a lot of background. I want to make sure I can hear everything you're saying.
But you can seem to hear me now okay, huh?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you fine.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Yeah, so what I'm trying to do, I just met someone that's almost 100 and that has a really good pension from the Air Force, so I'm going to later on, you know, we're just friends, you know, say, you know, why don't we get married so that your pension continues? You see that
mm-hmm.
happening?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great
honestly,
idea. Why not? If someone has a,
I feel
pension,
like if
you know,
he does, I feel if he does, he's going to do it, but he's going to do it like with a signature of what is his and what is yours.
Okay. Oh, yeah,
that's
that'd
what
be
I
great.
Mean, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah.
It's going to be like an agreement, like a partial agreement. And I just
yeah,
go
he
that
has no
he's going to
no,
help
no, yeah, no children, nothing like that. But what I, and he's in a home where they take care of him. You know, but I'm just,
okay.
I would like to, you know, just get the pension because that would be great. I'd have a retirement then, you know?
Yeah. I would say just to make sure that you get the idea of that, you know, he's going to be right there, that you might find something. So just keep a lookout on the paperwork because he's going to probably have to find something.
Okay? Oh, okay. Yeah, and then if he needed anyone to take care of him, I would do that, you know, I would do that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if that doesn't pan out, do you see someone coming into my life that would actually be a real marriage or anything like that, or?
Hold on. I'm being told not at the present time.
Yeah.
But if it does happen, it won't be until like later during the year. That's what I'm seeing. It won't be until later
okay.
in the year. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then how about finances? Are they going to get better? I rely on luck. I'm usually very lucky. I've won a lot of trips. I won a car. You know, I win things. So, yeah, because I'm on, you know, I get Social Security, so I kind of depend on luck or a windfall or something like that.
You know what I say, you know what I see with you? Is that you go into a casino and I see you winning. So that's probably going to help you if you go to the casino.
If I go to the casino?
Yes, I see you winning money, quite a
oh,
bit of money,
okay.
in that one. So that's
okay,
gonna help
I'm
you
going
for a while.
On, I'm going to the casino on July 25th. They're giving away like $150,000 and $25,000,
and
you know, so I hope I would hope to win that. I have some entries in there for that, you know, so maybe that's what
yeah.
you're talking about.
Yeah. So I see you winning, but that's what's gonna help you.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
That would be really great. You see anything else coming up for me, or? What are you picking
honestly,
up on me
here? The only thing I see right now is that if you find somebody, it's going to be like maybe in September, October.
Okay.
That's what I got. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. I don't know why, but I keep seeing military around you, so there might be a sergeant or a person that's way up there, that's gonna you're gonna run into a military person. Is what I'm seeing, a military person.
You know, that's interesting because the person that I told you that's almost 100 years old, he was military his whole life.
Interesting. Well, for some reason I kept seeing. I don't know why I'm seeing them, but I see the person younger. I don't know why. Maybe it's just that causes
yeah,
appearance.
Kind of old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
kind of old.
Look out, and you should be getting something, someone around that time.
Okay.
September, October.
Oh, okay. Well, that's coming up soon. Not too long to wait, you know?
So just keep a lookout. Yeah, just keep a lookout for it.
Okay. All right, well, thank you, Chris. I wanted to allow someone else to get on with the time. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. And as Donna said, let somebody else get on. And if you're happy with your reading and you want to go less than 10 minutes, that's fine as well, but you are entitled to a full 10 minutes. That's what we try to give everybody, and that's why we have the little bell. Okay. But it's to say, if you're happy before 10, do let us know, and we can go on to the next call. It means that we can fit more lovely people in, doesn't it? Okay, right. Asha.
Who am I speaking to?
Ashley Marie.
Oh, what's up, girl?
Hey, how you
doing? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
So, okay, well, I was going to tell you, I don't know if you have any questions, but one thing I was going to say.
I kind of do, but not really. I'm going to let you do your thing.
Okay, right now what I do see is that I see going through a lot of issues. Okay, I see problems. I see abuse, I see deceiving, I see people not being honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see, I don't know why, but I'm seeing a relationship where mm-hmm. it doesn't seem like it's going where you expected.
Mm-hmm. We've actually been there. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's, like, I don't know why, but I have this feeling like you feel like he's being dishonest about something.
Yep.
Like there's something that doesn't seem right to me. Yes, it doesn't feel right to me.
Mm-hmm.
I just see him changing. Hold on. Oh, I can say it again. I can't hear you because you're cutting in and out. What did you say?
She's been cheating. And we mm-hmm. kind of broke up. I actually moved all my belongings out of the house.
I don't know why, but I do feel like, oh my goodness. Okay, right now I see magic possibly being done, which you already know that because you just messaged me that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. From her ex.
I'm getting like revenge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, somebody was messaging me. Sorry, it's a friend of mine just messaged me. Hi, Becky. I saw that message. but I do see things getting better. I want to say, hold on. Okay, for some reason, I keep seeing three. There's something about three.
Yeah. My favorite number.
So there might be something. I'm seeing something to do with, they're telling me, I want to say, I keep hearing August for you. I do feel that you're going to settle down. August for you.
Oh, yep, okay. My birthday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I see that you will be financed and you will get money. And I'm being told for you to save what you have right now and try to hold on to it as much as you can. And let that money build
mm-hmm.
up. Because I do see you, like, it's like, in other words, I see you struggling from staying here, staying there, staying here, staying
yeah.
there. It's not, like, stable.
Yeah.
And I know that a part of you, as I'm leaving you, I feel like I'm seeing tears coming down your eyes because, like, I'm being told, when is this shit ever going to stop? That's what I got. When is this shit ever going to stop? It's like, it's never done. There's never a time that it's going to stop. Yeah, you're tired, and I can see that because you're just like, you're actually to the point where you've had thoughts of wanting to hurt yourself, but I'm being told right now to tell you, don't do that. that's what the devil wants you to do. That's what the evil wants you to do. You might feel like you have no purpose in life because of all this bullshit that's happening to you, but I do feel that things will get better. And I'm being told just be patient, have faith, and pray every day, Ashley, because I've been told that you have struggled way too much for your age. I don't even know how old you are, but I'm being told that you're, like, I want to say, like, in your 20s is what I'm seeing. Like, you're just very, yeah, and I'm just being told that you've suffered ever since you were a teenager. And I'm being told that some of your family never, your family from your biological family, they never loved you. They never loved you. They always thought less of you. But I'm being told that you will find people that will give you help and that will be there for you because the people that you're surrounded with are not all that good. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm okay. I'm just exhausted and I'm tired and
yeah,
I was with my girlfriend for about 2.5 years, and I lost a lot, and right now I'm just homeless. They just repoed my car, and I don't understand how I can, like, I don't feel like I deserve this. Like, I get visions in my dreams. Like, God will either show me what happens or show me what's about to happen, and I just don't feel that I deserve all this right now, and if this is what it is, and this is what he feels like I deserve, then of course I'll take my lashes with it, but I just want to know when it's going to get better, if it's going to get better. Like, I want a wife. I don't want to be dating and going back and forth. Like, I don't want to invest into nobody that's not going to invest into me again, especially with the way I am. Like, I'm a leader on top of everything.
Yeah, and you know what, I'm going to send prayers to you. One thing I will probably do is when I can, I'll get a candle, because I do have candles, and I'll light one for you, because I'll be still, like, right now I have, like, I'm being told that there's a possibility that somebody put some bad mojo on you, and I'm kind of getting, like, almost like I get, like, the word confusion, like they put confusion on you to where you can't think straight no more. And you're losing things. You're losing important stuff.
Mhm.
And that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
But I just keep getting better.
My ex-husband's fiance that he currently lives with actually does her own little psyching things and does readings and does all that stuff. And my ex-girlfriend does stuff too. So it's on both sides. And I just feel like I'm getting attacks from both ways, and it's just sad because I don't deal with them. I went to go read my cards one time, and they told me that they were doing that they were putting spells for me to break up with my relationship, and also for me to either be in jail or commit suicide.
Yeah, I could probably talk to you offline because I feel like we need to talk, because I know that we're always here on Messenger, but I'll see what I can do for you, because I do love to help people, and like Ken knows that I take a lot of time on the shows, know that I do, that we don't get paid for this, you know, but, you know, but when I do have the time to help, you know, I love helping people when I can, and I stretch as much as I can when I can do help people, but it's hard, and it seems like with everything going on around the world, it just gets worse and worse and worse. Everything is like shootings. It's just like you can't even go outside the street. You can't even go down the street no more. But I'm just going to talk later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was going to ask, do you have a question for me before you go?
I guess my question would be, should I move on? Like, not move on as far as get another partner right away, because that's not where my mind's at. My mind is to get myself together. But should I just leave her alone, or should I just have faith and wait?
Honestly, hold on. Well, for some reason, they're telling me that you're, if you stay with her, you're going to get more hurt than you already are. I mean, because you're dealing with a lot of shit. But, I mean, I can't tell you what to do. I'm just telling you what spirit is telling me. You're going to be dealt with all the dreams that you're having. They're just validations of what's to come. And I feel like before it gets any better, it's going to get worse. So I'm being told that if you feel like you can do better and start over, which I know you don't want to, but I do feel like you deserve better because you've gone through shit. And I see that you're struggling every day to get, you know, your bread and butter, and it's just not fair. It's just not fair. But I'm glad that you called in. Just after you hang up the call, message me your number so we can talk. Okay?
Gotcha.
Okay?
All right.
And we can go from there.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Call in, guys.
Thank you.
Right, then let's see where we are. Oh, we've only got 6 minutes left of live air. Okay. Melvin?
Thank you, Ken, for taking my phone call. Hi. Yes, ma'am. Hi. I want to just ask a couple of questions. Well, whatever you pick it up first, and then I want to ask a couple of questions, ma'am.
So what kind of questions do you have so I can ask as I'm being told to whatever I get to? Do you have any questions in particular right now?
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to ask, I sent my cell phone off last month on the 20th, and and they supposed to have sent me my cell phone by now. I have still not received it, and I just want to know, when do you see me receiving my new cell phone? It's supposed to come UPS.
Okay, well, I was told to tell you when you set the phone, I see it within 3 to 4 days from today. One thing I was going to let you know, too, and I'm just giving you a heads up, I'm not saying this is happening to you, but I'm being told that within the area, there's a lot of people that are stealing people's mail, thinking that they're trying to get cash in it. So just keep a lookout on your mailbox. So when you see the UPS, just make sure you get it. Because I'm being told that there's a lot of cars driving very slowly. And it's not just you. They're just driving just to be, because they have nothing else better to do. But I want to say 2 to 3 days is what I'm seeing for you. And then beyond that, I'm getting angel therapy. I'm being told that there's something about going to the doctor and getting your checkup, and they're going to probably put you on some medication, but I'm being told that you should be fine. As far as your love life,
I have this one.
Very close. I would say just be very careful who you talk to, and choose wisely with the woman that you want to be with, because there's a lot of them. They're just there just to use you. So I'm being told to let you know that they're not all very fine and dandy. They're there to abuse and use. So just know that, just be very careful on their actions and their vibes that you get or that they give you. Okay.
Okay. Well, do you do you see this woman named Dana and I becoming real close friends?
I see that you're very close. That's what I
do. Do you think she's interested in me?
Hold on.
Okay.
Honestly, I kind of get like a kind of. In a way, she kind of.
Kind of?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on disability, and I I'm home stayed, and one of my caregivers, the supervisor, called me yesterday and told me that I could sign up for a program the government have now to get extra money per month. Do you see that manifesting?
What's that? Hold on. Not right off the bat, but I do see you getting the money. It's going to take a little bit of time, but not too long. You should be getting it. And that's probably why I kept picking up about the women. I feel like they look at your finances, and I'm being told that they're just going to be using you as to get a little bit of money because of your Social Security and whatever money that you're getting. So just be careful who you talk to, because you might feel like they but they just like you. They like you for your money.
That's it. Yeah, I already know. Yes, ma'am. They, I don't go down that road with them. But is there anything that you picking up for me that I need to know? That about anything, finances, anything, whatever you pick up.
I just see money coming. Like I said, you're gonna inherit like the money. Just make sure that you keep an eye on the people that you talk to, and then I'm seeing a reunion or a gathering.
Okay. Is there any way I could speak with you, ma'am, offline? Because
yes.
I can't
can.
Email you because my Yahoo account is locked. From, I don't know why, but it's locked. But could I have your number to call you?
Yeah, I think you already have my number. I think you have it, because I think you called me, I think. But every time I call you, I don't get an answer. But the number is 210, if you have a paper and pen, and then it's 210-974. It's 210-974-3470.
210-974-3470. Okay, you called me before. What's your name, ma'am?
My name's Chris.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm in Georgia, and it's 6 o'clock here now. Well, what best time for me to call you?
Well, you can text me, and then we can go from there, because I don't know what time you're available, but just text me after the show, and then we can go from there.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Because I'm available now. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, we can just talk after. Just text me, and then we can go from there. Once I get your text, we can talk.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Ken. Okay. Thanks, Melvin. Now, okay. So you've heard Chris say, giving his number out once again there this evening. There's quite a few people that are going to be getting in touch with Chris after the show. So Melvin's not the only one there. So if you don't get through to Chris straight away, perseverance, yeah? It's because Chris is not going to stop up all night for you, I'm sure. Okay, thanks, Chris. We'll do it all again next
You're
week.
You're welcome.
Yeah?
And thank you, Ken, for having me on. And I just wanted to say very sorry about the last week, but it's just that we didn't have no service. But you'll keep in touch.
Oh, that's fine,
and
mate.
Keep an eye on your messenger.
It happens, yeah. Oh, yeah, I must, because it's something I don't keep open very often. But I must keep an eye on things. Okay, ladies and gents, that's it for this one. The next show, Monday evening. Because we don't have a show on the first Sunday of the month. So Kelly is back with us now on the 13th. Kelly couldn't do a show last week with us. She broke her toe. Bless her. I know how that feels because I've got my broken toe, would you believe, plays up from time to time, and I've still got quite a few broken teeth, and that one at the front plays up quite a bit sometimes, very sensitive. So I know how painful that can be. So let's see what we've got for you. We're going to play it with something. Oh, I don't know what. What can we use to play out with for this particular show then? Let me see what we got for you. Yee! Okay, we'll have this one.
Watch the world.